Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we want to deal with a subject that is very important, and yet on the surface it may not seem like it's very important to you at first. This particular lesson today is going to deal with the lists of the disciples that you find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and in the book of Acts. And the reason I say it may not seem very interesting to you at the first is that you already believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, and so you don't concern yourself sometimes with what other people might see as a discrepancy or as a contradiction. You know, when I read the Bible, generally I see those differences, and I like to reconcile those differences. For one thing, that just kind of the way my mind is, it gravitates toward those things. And I like to do that for the simple reason that I do, like you, believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, but I like to be able to reconcile those things so that if people ask questions about them, you can say, well, here's the reconciliation, here's the answer. And that strengthens their faith in the words of God. It strengthens their faith in what you and I believe. Now, there are four lists of the disciples, and so when we get to the part of this message that seems a little tedious to you, we're reading down the names of list of people, I'll not drag it out for you, but I want you to hear it so that you can see where the problem is, okay? Because the question, actually there's two, that the questions that were raised by, you know, a person who studies with us, who goes to the internet, looks up things, listens on the radio. And so we really like to be able to address those questions. And this particular question, or these two questions really that he raised, I think would be of interest to you as well. Now, the question concerning the names of the disciples was asked this way: is there a discrepancy in the King James Bible? And the author of the question was not doubting Scripture, but wanted to know how to reconcile the lists of names. He was confused. Or concerned. And in asking that question, he also wanted to know the correct relationship of two men that are named in the lists. What he wanted to know is whether they were brothers or whether they were father and son. And as usual, the second question, the one over their relationship, that question came as the result of some confusion, really, that was caused by the newer versions of the Bible. So let's deal with these questions actually as two parts. The first one we want to deal with is the discrepancy concerning the names of the disciples. Now, the discrepancy he found concerns a man named Lebbaeus Thaddeus. If you will go, if you can, to Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 through 4, we find the first list of the 12 disciples. All right, here's the list: Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Now, when you see that name, Lebbaeus Thaddeus, that's the guy we're going to study today, for a while anyway. The other problem with this man, so that you understand where the second part of the question goes, is whether he is the brother or the son of James. Now, follow along as we study. The list of the disciples are in Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. We read the list. Simon Peter, Andrew, those were brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Lebbaeus Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. Okay? The other lists are in Mark chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Mark chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Same deal. Simon Peter, Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus. In Mark, Lebbaeus Thaddeus is just called Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot. So the list are identical, really, except that Thaddeus' other name, Lebbaeus, is not mentioned in Mark. But then you get to Luke. In Luke chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, suddenly you find a change. Simon Peter and Andrew are the same. James and John, they're the same. Philip and Bartholomew are the same. Thomas, Matthew, they're the same. James, the son of Alphaeus, that's the same. Simon, who was referred to in Matthew and Mark as the Canaanite, we find out in Luke chapter 6, is also called Zelotes. And then Judas Iscariot. What you don't find in Luke chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, is Lebbaeus Thaddeus. Instead, you find Judas, the brother of James. You know, and at first you look at that and you go, whoa, wait, what's the deal? Where did this guy come from? Judas, the brother of James. And if you think for a moment, it's just, oh man, it's just, a difference between James and then Mark and Matthew. What you find out when you study a little bit further is that there's another list of the disciples, and that list shows up in Acts chapter 1, verse 13. After the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, these men are gathered together in the upper room. They're of one accord. Who's there? Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, all the same. James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and again we find Judas, the brother of James. It shouldn't be surprising that Judas, the brother of James, is mentioned the same way in Luke and in the book of Acts, because Luke wrote the book of Acts. So you would certainly expect him to use the same moniker to describe this individual, Judas, the brother of James. So when you read that, you know, you might have the same concern that this fellow had when he read that discrepancy. He's like, wow, I wonder how you sort that out. You know, what happened? Was there a replacement, or, you know, what is this? Well, really, there's not a discrepancy. There seems like there is when you first see it, okay? When you see that there is a difference in the names Lebbaeus Thaddeus that you find in Matthew and Mark's lists, or Judas, the brother of James, that you find in Luke and in the book of Acts. Now, mind you, this Judas, the brother of James, this guy, also is mentioned in John chapter 14. So John mentions him. Okay? In John chapter 14, in verse 22, let's read into the context. Verse 21. John 14, 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now there's a question about that statement. Verse 22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? So this Judas is not only mentioned by Luke in his two lists of the disciples, but he's also mentioned by John in John chapter 14, verse 22. So the question is, how do you reconcile the list? Well, the answer, frankly, is simple. Judas, the brother of James, goes by three names: Lebbaeus, Thaddeus, Judas. That's the answer. He goes by three names. You say, well, that's too convenient. Yeah, but if it's true, you see, there are some other people that you are very familiar with in the Bible who likewise go by three names. Peter, Peter goes by three names. When Peter is introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ by his brother Andrew in John chapter 1, look at verses 40 and 41. John chapter 1, verses 40 and 41. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. So we find in John chapter 1, verses 40 and 41, that Peter goes by the name Simon, and also goes by the name Peter. As a matter of fact, we see in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18, as just one place, where we see that he's called Peter. Matthew 4:18, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. All right, so there's Simon, Peter, but we also see in John chapter 1 that Jesus Christ gave him another name. In John chapter 1 and verse 42, he brought him to Jesus, that is, Andrew brought Simon to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Cephas. Now, he says here, Thou shalt be called Cephas. And indeed, we find references to that. Let me just give you one, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And look at verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 5. Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord, and Cephas? So there's Paul using the name when he's addressing Peter, and it's the name that was given to Peter by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Cephas. So Peter has how many names? Three. Simon, Peter, Cephas. You know, he's not the only one. There's another one that you can find readily in Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, Peter is there with the other disciples in the upper room, and he is led now by the Spirit of God to replace Judas Iscariot. And so when you're in Acts chapter 1, and you begin reading with verse 15 down to the end of the chapter, then you know what Peter's doing is he's addressing the congregation there, the people that are gathered together of one accord, and he says we have to replace Judas. And so in the course of making this selection, they appointed two people. In Acts chapter 1, verse 23, one of the two that were appointed was a guy at the end of verse 23 named Matthias. The other guy who was appointed in verse 23 is a fellow whose name was Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus. How many names? Joseph, Barsabbas, Justus. Three names. So when you look at the two list, or the four list actually, Matthew chapter 10 verses 2 through 4, Mark chapter 3 verses 16 through 19, Luke chapter 6 verses 14 through 16, and Acts chapter 1 verse 13, when you get to Labaius Thaddeus, just remember, he is the Judas who's the brother of James that you find in the lists that Luke writes, and also that John mentions in John chapter 14, verse 22. Simple, it's a simple solution, but at first, you know, when you see it, you're like, whoa, there's a difference here. What's going on? That's the difference. So there is, listen, no discrepancy in the lists of the disciples. Labaius, Thaddeus, Judas, not Iscariot. One disciple, Judas, goes by three names. Now, the next part of the listener's question was this. What about Judas's relationship to James. All right? In Luke chapter 6, in Luke chapter 6 at verse 16, Luke chapter 6 verse 16, Judas, the brother of James, and you'll notice the brother of, or actually just the brother, is in italics. And I think you probably know this about the King James Bible, but just to be sure, when you're reading in the King James Bible and you find words that are in italics, what the translators are telling you is that there are no words in Greek or in the manuscripts that they are translating into those italicized words. They provide those italicized words to let you know that they are supplying something that was not in Greek, but supplying something that you would understand if you could understand Greek and understand, you know, in your language what was being written. And so they say, and Judas, italics, the brother, in italics, of James. Telling you, when you read it, you just read Judas of James, and you would have to have it supplied as whether he was the brother or some other relationship. Notice the same thing in Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, and in verse 13, when they're listed in the upper room, Judas, watch it, in italics, the brother, okay, in italics, of James. You look at that and you say, well, so the translators are having to supply this because it doesn't say what his relationship is, but how do we know? Well, you know something, if you go to modern Bibles to try to see if you can figure out if maybe they have an answer to your question, you're going to end up more confused, because the King James Bible tells you that Judas is the brother of James, okay? But when you check other Bibles, which some people do, they like to look to see what the other translators have come up with so maybe they can get a better understanding. You're not going to get a better understanding if you do that. In this case, you're going to get more confusion. Because when you go to other translations, you know what they say? Judas, the son of James. Judas, the son of James. And you're going to find that in modern Bibles that are pretty widely used, like the NIV. The NIV says the son of James. Some people say, well, aren't the King James Bible and the New King James Version the same? Not at all. Not at all. Just because they use that name to make you think it was, the New King James Version also says that Judas is the son of James. The New American Standard Bible says that Judas is the son of James. The ESV, if you know somebody that reads that, and a great variety of other modern translations, say Judas, the son of James. So the question is there any way from reading the Bible that you could find out the answer to the question to see whether Judas is really his brother or really his son? And, you know, you might say, that doesn't really make a lot of difference to me. Well, unless you were his brother or unless you were his son, it would make a lot of difference to you. You know, it's important to me that I am the son of my father and not his brother. and also, when you're dealing with the inerrancy of Scripture, that is, that there are no errors in the King James Bible, well, it makes a tremendous amount of difference whether or not he is the brother or the son of James, because if he's the son of James and the King James Bible said he's the brother of James, then there's an error in it. So we'd have to see if there's any way in the world we could nail this down and solve the problem, because, you know, if our Bible is not error-free, then we've been saying that it is error-free, then we haven't been telling the truth. And if it is error-free and people are confused because the modern Bibles translate Judas the son of James instead of Judas the brother of James, then we want to know that so we can further demonstrate the King James Bible is the one that's right. And you have to be so careful with these modern Bibles. So is there any evidence in the Bible, anywhere we can turn to answer this question? And the answer to that question is yes, there is. Yes, there is. You know, in your Bible, there you have the Gospels, there's four of those, and then you have the Acts of the Apostles, which concerns what the apostles were doing before they died in the early church. That's why it's called the Acts of the Apostles. And then we start with epistles like Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians and so forth. All those epistles are written by the same author. You know who that is? That author is Paul. All right, so he writes all the way from Romans to Hebrews. Lots of epistles there. And then when you get to the end of your Bible, before you get to the book of Revelation, there are some other epistles, and those epistles are written by other people than Paul. James follows the book of Hebrews. And after James, 1st and 2nd Peter. And after 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Well, who wrote the epistle of James? You know who it was? It was the apostle James, the brother of John. He wrote that before he died. You know, in Acts chapter 12, he was killed. He was killed by Herod. So he wrote that very early, before he had any of the revelation of all that God gave to Paul. He wrote that early, and he wrote it to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. He wrote it to Jews, because at that time the gospel was still just restricted to Israel. They were going to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and not to Gentiles at that time. All right, so that's James. That's the apostle James. 1st and 2nd Peter are written by Peter. You know who that is? That's the apostle Peter, right? And then 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John are written by the apostle John. So Paul says, I'm an apostle as of one born out of due time, 1st Corinthians chapter 15. So he, from Romans all the way to Hebrews, that's Paul, the apostle Paul. James, that's the apostle James. Peter's, those two epistles, that's the apostle Peter. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, that's the apostle John. And then right before the book of Revelation, what do you have? You have a little book, one chapter book, and it's called Jude. Interesting. Read the first verse of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, watch it, and brother of James, no italics. To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. The 14 epistles from Romans to Hebrews are written by the Apostle Paul. James, the author of the epistle James. 1st and 2nd Peter, authored by the Apostle Peter. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, authored by the Apostle John. Jude, authored by, I believe, the Apostle Judas. So here you have this apostle, one of the 12, that's also known as Lebbaeus Thaddeus, writing an epistle right before the book of Revelation, and in there he tells you who he is. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, watch it, and brother of James. You know what? You have the answer to the question that was raised, and it's a good question. You have the answer to the question that was raised. Is Judas the brother of James, as the King James Bible says in Luke 6:16 and Acts chapter 1, verse 13, or is Judas the son of James, as you find in many modern translations like the NIV, the NKJV, the NASB, the ESV, and so forth? You know what the answer is? He is the brother of James. And how do you know that? Because you find it in his own writing in Jude, verse 1. Isn't that amazing? So when the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, what God intends for us to do when we hit something in the Bible that doesn't seem to match up, you know, a list of numbers or, you know, because you'll find that, or a list of people that were killed in a battle, and in one place they're horsemen and another place they're footmen, and you find those kinds of things all in the Bible. You have to look at that and say, okay, first of all, I believe that God has preserved for us in the English language His words, and so I'm not going to accuse the Bible of an error. I'm going to go into the Bible and see if there is a reconciliation somewhere in the Bible to help me with my inability to understand what appears to be a contradiction or a discrepancy. And if you approach the Bible with that kind of faith and you look and you're patient, God will show you the answers to those questions. He always does. I could go on, and we're approaching the end of this broadcast, so I won't, with how those reconciliations so often are obvious after you see them, but at first they seem to be very troubling. So here's how we concluded our answer to our listener that had these couple of questions. We concluded this way: don't be too quick to question the King James Bible. Don't be so quick with that. When you see something that you don't understand, you know what you want to do? You want to be quick to question your own understanding. I need to be quick to question my own understanding. I look at that and I go, well, I don't get that. And then I pray, like you do, Lord, please help me to understand this. Well, it could be a while. I remember one time I hit something I couldn't understand. I read through the Bible 12 more times, cover to cover, still didn't understand. On the 12th time through, after that question came up in my mind, boom, there was the answer. And I mean, it was just as obvious as the sunrise, but I just couldn't see it. Jesus Christ obviously was God manifest in the flesh to so many people, but the Pharisees who were looking at him just couldn't see it. And the problem, more times than not, is our understanding. We just don't get it. But the Spirit of God, when He's ready, will show it to us. So don't be too quick to question the King James Bible. Be quick to question your own understanding instead. And then this: be careful with the other versions of the Bible. The idea that you would go from five different versions to try to see if you could get clarity on a verse, I don't recommend it. Because oftentimes what you really do is you get more confusion than you do clarity. And this is a precise example. Judas, the brother of James, is not the son of James. And if looking in these modern Bibles, you hope to get clarity on it, you don't. You get confusion and raises doubt. Be very, very careful with that. Well, I pray that this broadcast has been helpful to you in just dealing with some very simple matters, trying to find a simple way to deal with them when you encounter them in your own Bible reading, in your own Bible study. God bless you when you study. God bless you when you read. And may God help us both to understand what we're reading. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.